team you just played 2 weeks ago, what kind of different looks will they show you?
Well, they'll be the same team that we're going to play against. Certainly, we expect them to come in and play their best. And for us to come out with the outcome that we want, we got to really play well.
When you went back and looked at the game, what did you see from Sanchez playing?
From this past game? Yeah, he was just like everybody in offense. We didn't play well enough. You know, everybody out there had a handful of plays they'd like to have back, and it kind of added up on us.
What was his read on the interception in the second half? It looked like maybe Matthews was open, but did he go to the right place with the ball there?
The post throw? No, that one. Yeah, he actually was flushed, and as he was pushing up in the pocket, initially Coop was open. You know, Coop was doing the right thing, and then the ball sort of got away from him a little bit, and you see what happens.
As the season's gone on, there's been a decline in Sproles' usage and his production. How do you get him going again?
Well, I wouldn't say usage. We've got him out there. There's times when we intend to give him the ball and we can't for some reason. The other team is obviously well aware when he's on the field too. And so if he's doubled or for some reason he's covered, then you move on. So we continue to have plays for him. And then we normally have a normal rotation of running back type plays that, you know, it could be a smooth rotation where he's in there instead of McCoy.
A third of his offensive touches came in the first two games. Yeah. After those games, what did you see defenses start to do?
Well, I think they became aware of the fact, and they quickly remembered what a great player he is. And so at times, they'll do things to take some of the things that we're trying to do where we're trying to get the ball to Darren away.
So if he's drawing more coverage,
the ball goes someplace else. Yeah,
so
sure.
I mean, wouldn't you want that's him on the field too, more, though, because he's drawing so much coverage?
Not necessarily. I mean, we want him out there to play, but we also feel good about LeSean being in there. And you've seen the last couple of weeks we've had formations and personnel groups with two halfbacks in there. But when you put two halfbacks in there, okay, you got to do the math. Now who do you take out? Do you take out one of our tight ends? Do you take out, you know, Jordan Matthews? Do you take out one of the outside receivers? So, you know, you just try to get a nice little flow there.
Mark only had two throws beyond 20 yards,
and
a lot of passes were underneath on third down, short of the sticks. Was that the plan going in to kind of?
No, I mean we had progressions that were deep to short. We also had some progressions where, you know, it was horizontal, you know, and we certainly didn't get enough plays. You know, heck, we only had 23 plays in the first half. You know, and that's certainly not what we're shooting for.
You guys are such a rhythm offense. When you have those three now, so I think you ran 45 plays in all.
Sure.
How do you get that rhythm? How do you find
that? It's hard. And that's where, you know, you got to point to third downs when we're not staying on the field and extending drives. And it always doesn't just fall on third down. You know, when you have in third and long situations because you're not executing on first and second down, we just didn't play well enough. And we put ourselves behind in a lot of situations against a really, really good defense. And so when you do that, you know, we can all see what the results are.
With the fewer passes downfield out of Sanchez just overall, does that speak to the play calling more, the quarterback's decision?
No, we're calling the exact same plays. I understand your line of questioning, okay, and it has nothing to do with who's playing quarterback, whether we're throwing it downfield or not.
So it's his decision then?
There's times when we call a deep to short concept where they cover it deep so you throw it shorter. So it has nothing to do. And I will assure you that we're calling the same types of plays with Mark that we did with Nick.
But you don't think the quarterback differential, just what how their strengths are, influences the deep ball at all?
He threw a deep ball this week to Coop, right?
Yeah.
In double coverage, right?
Right.
He threw one.
Right.
Right. Now that was less than a good. That was less than a good decision, right?
Right.
That's not the one that was picked off. That was less. I'm talking about another one now, right?
Right.
That one went far too, right? If we want to just throw the ball far, we can do that.
Where should that throw been?
Well, typically you don't throw it to the double. Doesn't matter. You probably shouldn't have gone there.
That was such a big part of your offense last season.
Sure.
Were those explosive plays.
Sure. You know what? We got away with some explosive plays. If you'll remember against Green Bay, we threw that same type of pass to Deshaun, and he went up and got it with two guys around him. Coop was in position to do the same thing. We just didn't hit on it. So I don't think – I understand, again, your line of questioning, but the whole just chuck the ball deep thing doesn't really point to total success on offense.
But what have you seen on film of Coop? Is he –
doing what he needs to do and getting free in the ways he needs
sure.
to get free?
Absolutely. Coop's doing, I guess, I don't know, you guys must all get together on that too. Every week we're answering questions about Coop. I mean, he's out there playing and competing. And the last time I checked, he's only had two drops, right? And we all remember what game they were in, right?
Yeah, they're both in the end zone, right?
Well, I don't know, but we remember what games they were, right?
Yeah.
Right? Other than that, when we throw him the ball, he catches it. So we don't have a problem with him. Somebody does, but we don't.
Chip said yesterday that you guys have seen more zone than man this year. Why has that been the case, do you think?
I don't know. You know, I think each team goes in with a different theme of how they want to approach covering us, you know, and I think when you look at the defenses and then you look at it in hindsight, there's reasons why. Sometimes they don't really feel great about their matchups maybe, so they just play a nice zone. Teams that like to play man will do it regardless. And then I think some of it has to come down with the team, you know, comes back to who the teams are that you're playing.
Pat, I'm not trying to be a wise ass, but you mentioned Deshaun, and obviously he, you know, I mean, you brought him up. Obviously he's a guy who made a lot of big plays down the field. I mean, do you feel there are times that you guys miss him?
No, not at all, because I think Matt can make plays down the field. I think Coop can make plays down the field. And we've seen Jordan Matthews make some big plays too. So we don't feel – no, we don't. We're really comfortable with the guys we have. They're out there competing and fighting. And if we want to talk specifically about the last game, nobody played well enough and nobody coached well enough to win it. And we saw the results.
What were the problems with the running game on Sunday?
You know, we just – again, it came down to – We just didn't get sometimes the push we needed. There was times when we had some holes that closed up on us quickly. They're very fast defense, and so you can create some space, and all of a sudden it collapses. And, you know, so a lot of it had to do with what we were doing, but I think, you know, give the Seahawks credit. They defended us well.
I don't want to beat the dead dog.
Keep going.
But, yeah,
we're all about beating the dead dog here.
Dropping passes, but there's times that we might not know what we're looking at. Granted, but there's times where it appears like he breaks off routes and maybe he's not paying attention. Are you seeing the same things? Or
no, we see it differently than you do. But we know exactly what the routes are called and the adjustments the routes depending on the coverage. So we certainly see it different than you do. We're comfortable with him out there playing. And we don't have a problem like I think some people questioning me do.
Do you expect the Cowboys to defend you differently up front?
I don't know. You know, I think they're going to have their wrinkles. Anytime you play an opponent that you play twice, they'll come in and do something maybe a little bit different than they did the time before. So we expect some change, but we don't. And we have some predictions as to what they're going to be, but we'll just have to see how it reveals itself.
When the first game of a division series goes the way it did and things came pretty easily down there for you guys, do you need to impress on your players that it's not going to be that easy again and this is a formidable opponent?
Yeah, I think our guys will be well aware of what's at stake. After the way we played this past week, everybody's very attentive, regardless of who the next opponent is. And so we got to have a good day today and we got to just get back to work and put our best foot forward.
Happy birthday.
Go ahead.
Have you ever played a team twice in 3 weeks before?
I remember it at some point. You know, it sort of happens this time of year, you know, with all the division games being played at the end of the season. You know, teams don't change that. Teams don't change too much. You know, we may get a different percentage of man versus zone. We may get a little bit more pressure. But how they basically line up will be the same. And, you know, how we try to function on offense will be basically the same.
Is the situation at right guard a week by week thing, or are you just going to ride Gardner?
Right now, he's in there playing. So, yeah.
You guys haven't lost back to back games since last October.
That's good news.
What's Chip do? What's the coaching staff do in a week like this to allow that to happen?
It's no different than had we just won a game. Again, this is a normal Tuesday for us. So, part of this day is cleaning up what happened on Sunday. And most of the day is about moving forward toward Dallas, and that's where we're at.
After such a lackluster offensive performance all around, is there a risk of a kind of a hangover effect from that going into Sunday?
I don't think so, no. No risk.
Do you think Seattle defended Matthews a little bit different in those crossing routes, specifically with him and their guy Maxwell, and kind of getting physical with him?
They played exactly. They did less on defense than we expected. Played single safety middle like we expected. played combination of man and zone, and on third down it was very similar until we got in third and long and you saw split safeties. So they played, they did less on defense than what we had planned for.
So why couldn't you get things going?
I think we all watched it. You know, it came down to fundamental football. We got in third down situations that we didn't convert, and we talked about it earlier. When we get rolling, then we have good success. We just didn't get it rolling.
How's Ertz's production and his usage compared to what you thought it was going to be going into the year?
I think he's done a good job. I think he's one of the most improved guys we have. I think when he's in here, he makes plays. And, you know, I think he's doing a much better job in the blocking aspect of playing tight end.
Well, the high throw from Sanchez, was that one that you feel like he should have had, or is that?
Well, I think both guys will say, Mark will say he should have thrown it not so high, and then Ertz will say, you know, given another opportunity, I might have caught it.
The man versus zone difference between last year and this year.
Mm-hmm.
How much of that do you think Spools has been responsible for as far as teams?
Yeah, that's a good question, and that may have something to do with it. You know, when you're on the inside of the defense and now you're matched up with a guy that you need to – you feel threatens you like Darren, it may cause you to play a little bit more zone.
You guys have placed an emphasis on getting receivers that beat man last
sure.
year because you faced it so much. What kind of receivers are good against seeing a lot of zone defenses?
Well, guys that can run routes against man certainly can run them against zone. If nobody's – guys, you know, two things for a receiver. You got to be able to catch the ball, and you got to be able to beat bump and run. And that normally points to man when you talk about bump and run. And so if you have guys that can do that, then typically they can catch the ball in zones too.
So it doesn't work the other way, though, right? There are guys who
not always. There are certain receivers that don't do well against bump and run coverage. And so then it's a moot point from there. If you can't get down the field, then there's not much we can do with you.
So more important to beat.
Oh, sure. It's always about man first, and then you react to zone. We good?
Good.
Thanks, guys.